What's good, Mo? Let me welcome you to another episode of the show, podcast, what have you. I am your host, Godchild, first of his name, G-D-C-H-Y-L-D. Google, Delta, Charlie, Hector, YOLO, Larry, David. Hope you got that. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Godchild. I just spelled it out for you. Don't ask me to do it again. If you ain't catch that, you can rewind it or get it on the next intro. This is the Daily Dose, okay? Episode 3. We are 3 for 53. That's right. I want to do one episode for each week of the year. That's real consistency. That's like one of my top goals for the year. And I just really decided to make that a goal today while I was doing some show notes for what I was going to talk about today. Before we get into all of that, though, I want to just say thank you for joining. Thank you for anybody who has listened. You don't know how much it means to me to have your support. I'm really grateful from the bottom of my heart, man. And today's show is going to be about really having an awareness, consciousness of how we speak to ourselves, because the way we speak to ourselves influences a lot, I think. And I wasn't sure what the topic was going to be. I had a couple different ideas. Man, I wrote a bunch of stuff down, man. But I settled on this one because it seemed, words to live by. Rigid versus flexibility. Words are powerful. 2020 vision, man. Positivity is a choice. Like, one of the main taglines of the whole show. I really want to do a show about that. Staying motivated. Consistency is key in overcoming fear. And actually, I'm gonna call an audible right now and switch it up. And instead of talking about how we talk to ourselves, I want to talk about consistency. Because really, if I'm gonna go 53 for 53 on the year, that's gonna take being consistent, and that's really gonna be outside of my comfort zone. So that's what we're gonna talk about on the show. But before we get into the meat and potatoes and we really chop it down and break this thing down, I want to talk to you about my sponsor, Anchor. So thank you guys again, like I said, for joining me on the show today. We're going to talk about consistency. And anytime I'm talking about a specific word that inspired me, I want to go ahead and look up the definition. So I wrote it down here. And there are three, usually, like you'll find. And the first one is agreeing or compatible. And, you know, I'm basically just like summarizing. They could be like long, drawn out definitions. But the second one was constantly adhering to the same principles. Or the third one is holding firmly together. And I think that last one and the second one apply best to what I'm talking about as far as consistency, in the form of like getting to work on time, being active in some sort of hobby or extracurricular activity, like myself, being more consistent with my fitness and being more consistent with making content, podcasting, writing, doing all sorts of things this year. Consistency is one thing I wanted to really make like a mantra, or like I wanted to really have my whole year sort of be always focused on being on consistency, because it's January 7th or something like that. January 11th. And every year people make resolutions. Every year people say they want to do something, make a change in their diet, or start something or finish something. And I've done this many times. And then at the end of the year or halfway through the year, I say to myself, damn, man, you still got the same weight on you. Or damn, you still haven't been able to do this or that. And it's like, that small picture, big picture is crucial, man. Like, you got to be able to have big picture vision sometimes. Because if you just... But at the same time, you got to have small picture vision too. Because really, it is just one day at a time. And if you just try to do it that day and not get too ahead of yourself, it can make it easier. But at the same time, like, when you're reflecting and you're kind of stepping back and looking at everything, it's like, okay, big picture is I got to be consistent if I want to get to where I'm hoping to go, where I plan to go this time next year. So for me, the reason why I felt like I struggled with this in the past is I had a negative attitude, and my mood would be affected so easily if I was feeling depressed, or if I was feeling like not worthy, or like loathing myself, hating myself, or whatever. I would lose that motivation to go work out, or I would lose the motivation to keep my diet the way it was supposed to be. And but since I have found a way to change my perspective, shift my perspective, my focus, and I'm now living by this positivity as a choice, like, mantra, I found it easier to be consistent. And I think that also you have to help yourself. You know, it's just one thing, I want to do this. Like, what steps are you going to take to get to that point? I mean, it's like a basketball player, for example, you know, or take any kind of sport or any skill. But if you want to be a more consistent free throw shooter, you're not just going to snap your fingers and one day shoot, you know, 80% at the line or 90% from the line after shooting 60 or 50% your whole life, your whole career, unless you practice. And really, that's what it is, man. Practice is just building consistency. And if you want to be more consistent at something, the first step is like being consistent at practicing. I mean, as redundant and as simple as that sounds, it's like, really is that simple, man. Like, and that's why without jumping ahead too much, but that's why I don't beat myself up now about falling short 1 or 2 days, you know, because 1 or 2 days out of 365 is not going to kill you, you know, like, relax. But I'm going to get talk more about that later, but I just want to finish this illustration about the basketball or anything, really, any skill. It's like, you know, you have to work at it, and the more you work at it, the better you'll get. And the better you get, the more, I guess, fulfillment you'll get out of it, you know, because you won't be failing, you'll be succeeding. And with success builds confidence. With confidence, really, it gives you a mind state that allows you to really do anything. You know, have that belief, and belief is powerful, because that breeds faith, and, you know, it all goes hand in hand. But when I was thinking about, you know, how am I going to get to where I want to go in 2020 and beyond, it came down that one of the things was consistency, the other thing was like being more productive, And now I wanted to read this article actually on how to be more productive, and I still haven't done it yet, ironically enough. But once I do, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to break that one down too. But like all 2018, 2017, 2019, like I feel like I did a lot of observing. You know, I'm an observant person, but I observed people around me. I observed this dude who I lived with, man, in my studio. Like, we basically got here like the same time, and this kid, man, he was hungry. He was from like the kind of Midwest area, or I don't know what you want to call it, but he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He had a firm vision for, I want to work here, and I want to work here, and I want to be in this field. He's a fashion designer and a graphic artist, and man, I saw him really just hustle, like work his ass off. He was so fucking consistent. He wasn't getting paid, but he wasn't complaining. I mean, he would complain. Everybody complains here and there, but I mean, for the most part, man, he was just hungry. He was just humble, and he was consistent at his craft. And you know, he went to school for the shit, and he was already, you know, with the shits. He already had like a nice portfolio. But so does everybody in LA. You know what I mean? So like, he was really able to set a good foundation for himself by just being consistent, man. And the more I looked around since I've been here, I've noticed that there are a lot of people, and this really has nothing to do with him because I think he's very talented, but even still, people who aren't as talented as others, or people who aren't as good, they can still have success just by being consistent. That has been really one of the major like motivators for me. It's like, damn, bro, I really feel like I am talented. I've had people tell me I'm talented. People listen to my music, they say I'm talented. People, you know, throughout different stages of my life, I share different you know, crafts with them, or different skills with them, or show them my art or my work, and they're like, man, yeah, you're talented. So I know there's no fucking reason I shouldn't be able to have the kind of success that I see for myself. I just haven't been consistent, and there's a lot of other things that's gone into it too, but ultimately it comes down to not being consistent. And this year I have a plan, you know, and I really thought about it, and so I broke it down to like, you know, maybe 6 or 7 things, different ways to ensure that I am consistent. And the first one really is you got to have a goal, and you got to know what your why is. And a goal is different from a dream. Anyone can have a dream. Dreams don't really seem like something feasible, something that's going to come true. It's just kind of like a fantasy almost. A goal is a destination. It's a place you're going to end up. It is a process you're going to go through, and that's something else I've been kind of living by this year. And I'm going to do a show on like words to live by in the near future, but like process over perfection. I think I read that somewhere or saw that somewhere on somebody's Instagram feed, but I want to change it up because I think process over perfection, while that's good, saying it a different way is better. no shade to whoever came up with that process over perfection, because that is important. Because sometimes, often, we stress about being perfect, and I'm one of those people. I'm a perfectionist, so I won't do something if I feel like, oh, I don't have the right microphone, and I don't have the right interface, and I don't have a computer. Like, I'm doing this shit through my iPad, which is cracked right now. I'm on an Anchor app. I got my iPhone issue earbuds, you know, like I'm very low tech right now. I'm doing this in a makeshift studio, like, but I'm not gonna obsess over it's not perfect right now. You know, and for a long time, that was my obsession, and that held me back. Everything's a process, man. And you go back, and if you listen to people like Gary Vee, he'll tell you that. Like, back in 2007, I was getting 2 likes on my tweets. Like, he says that stuff all the time. I remember one time, I listened to a Jay-Z article, and he said, an interview, and he said something to the effect, like, everybody emulates the end result. Nobody wants to emulate the process. The process is usually ugly. It's difficult. But what I wanted to say was, without going too far off on a tangent, is not process over perfection, but process is like perfection through the process, or like a part of attaining perfection is the process. And I'm still kind of figuring it out. I feel like I had it perfectly like a couple of days ago, and I didn't write it down, I didn't record it, but something to the effect, it's not like necessarily process over perfection, but it, perfection is attainable, but it's a part of the process. And I'll clean that up some more, but I don't want to like harp on that too long, because I don't want to take too long on the show. But the first one, like I said, is have a goal, know your why. And I was inspired by my man Mellow Will at I Am Mellow Will, I believe, on Instagram. And he said that to me in a DM. He said, man, maybe your why isn't great enough, man. If when I was telling him about I want to be more consistent with my fitness this year, and like that's really what my page and my podcast is about, positivity. I'm giving people that daily dose of positivity or affirmation or whatever it is you need to keep going, man, to not lose hope and to not get discouraged. And he said, well, what if the doctor told you if you don't run every day, you're gonna die next week? I was like, damn, that's a strong ass why. And I did think about that, and I feel like I'm still formulating that why. You know, like, why are you doing something, and what do you hope to achieve? That's important. Know your why and have a goal. Write it down. And the second thing is, I'm gonna say, is that for me, that's been important so far, and I think it's gonna be very important moving forward, is like making a schedule, which kind of harks back to having a goal, because you write it down. I've heard this before, and I've read this many places and been told by people, like I said, the difference between a dream and a goal is like you write down a goal, or they say a dream becomes a goal when you write it down. So writing things down is important. Making a schedule is important, you know, however you want to keep it. I didn't really write it down, but I should write my schedule down. I haven't done it yet, but I've been keeping to it. And I get up at 4:30 in the morning. First thing I do is I just kind of get up, sit into a cross-legged position, and when my legs are crossed, and I kind of do some back stretches, and then right from there I go into like 15 minute meditation, and then from there, you know, I do yoga and stretching, and then I do the running, and that's been like my routine in the morning. And I'm still getting my whole routine down for like the evening, what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna maximize all of my time. But so far, so good with that. Just that little bit, and I make my bed. You know, it's not even hard to make it. I just fold up some covers, stack the pillows. But little stuff like that, man. I feel like having a routine, writing it down, putting it in your phone, setting a timer, posting it somewhere that you can see it every day. It helps it set in, and it helps it make it, helps make you more consistent, because you're constantly reminded by it. The third thing is, tell somebody. Have a accountability buddy or partner. There's a girl I follow on Instagram. I think her name is Brittany Brown or something like that, and she made a post on Instagram about the same thing, and I commented under that, basically some of the stuff that I'm laying out for you guys right now. And she kind of hit me with the prayer hand emojis, like bless, bless. blessed, blessed. Like, that's amazing, blah, blah, blah. Like, so, cause she knows. She basically said, like, who's gonna do this with me? Who's gonna help keep me accountable? And I think accountability is a big factor in consistency, because sometimes it's easier to let yourself down than to let someone else down. I mean, real talk. Like, so if you have someone you trust, like a parent or maybe a friend or a loved one or somebody at work or a gym buddy, somebody, a sponsor, whatever, somebody who can help you stay accountable to what you said you're going to do, it helps, because, like, you're not only letting yourself down, you're letting them down, and they're going to ask you about it, and you don't want them to ask you about it and feel like shit. And then if you start dodging, because then you have to dodge them, their calls, and then you're going to be acting shady. And it's just way easier to get your ass up and go to the gym. It's way easier to just put that hot dog down or that bun, that cheesecake down, or whatever. Like, and I think that's important, man. Like, for me, putting my dreams and putting everything out, like, into the world, like on social media, on Anchor, the podcasting, that's really like my way of being accountable. Saying it and then having friends see it, or, you know, people knowing that in my close circle. One time I didn't get up, and my buddy, he texted me, he was like, "Yo, you let me down, man. Like, I was expecting to see you on the gram with your face mask on, you know, talking about positivity and running and shit." Like, and that it helped me. I was like, damn, he's right. Like, you know, so I gotta be on it, man. But I did slip up that day, which is kind of a good way to go into my next topic, or the next sort of key to consistency, for me anyway, is like not beating myself up when you fall short or miss a day, quote unquote, or even two. It's like we gotta be kinder to ourselves. And like I say with the illustration about the basketball player, like when you first start doing those free throws, just because you're trying and you're focusing doesn't mean they're gonna automatically go in either. Like, there's multiple phases in this process. The first is like the will. The second is like the implementation of it. And then like the last part is actually, you know, seeing the fruit of that labor. But you're still going to mess up, man. You're still going to probably eat, you know, chocolate. Or maybe not. Maybe you're going to be fucking cold turkey. You're going to be like super amazing and whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm not that person, okay? I'm not perfect yet. I'm human. I'm flawed. So, but beating yourself up about it is not going to help. It's going to make you feel worse. So be kind to yourself and realize, like, hey, man, look, it's okay sometimes to like fall off, man. It's not really about failing. It's about not giving up. Like, that's what consistency is. If you don't do something one day, okay, you didn't do it that day. But if you just do it the next day, then you're still being consistent. You know what I mean? Yeah, you missed one free throw, but you made the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're practicing, you're building towards something bigger, and it's not gonna happen overnight, man. So have some, you know, be flexible with yourself. You know, don't beat yourself up too much if you miss something or you don't reach your goal every day. That's why I was gonna do this podcast every day, but then I decided to that would be too much, you know, for me to handle. And that would be a big jump from doing it not at all to doing it every day, and trying to find the space and the quiet time to get into the right frame of mind and create the vibe I need for the podcast in the studio would be difficult. So that's why I would say I modified it, and instead I'm going 53 for 53. It's 53 weeks in a year. I want to put this podcast. I am going to put out an episode every week for 53 straight weeks. That's 53. And I'm also going to be actively fit every week. Even if I fucking fall all the way off, I am not going to let myself not go one day without doing something in a week. There's 7 days in a week. If you really just give up 7 straight days, at least one of these days you can listen to my podcast. That should motivate you to do something. Like, then, you know, maybe you're just not ready to tackle that, or you still have you're still kind of in the want-to phase and not really ready to step into that next phase where you actually do it and implement it. And make it real. So I want to talk about just some of the goals that I wanted to be, you know, more consistent in fitness. Already mentioned that. The podcast, I mentioned that too. And really, mental health was kind of ties into the podcast for me and fitness, because one of the reasons why I wanted to start this is because I knew I was struggling. Like mentally and with my, you know, confidence and security, anxiety and shit like that. And I wanted to, but I wanted to encourage myself, you know. And as I kept doing it, I felt like maybe there are other people out there like me that have to be. I can't be alone. And I said, look, man, I want to be the person that I didn't have for other people. And if I can just, by doing this podcast, really just talking about things that inspire me, the things that help me stay motivated, maybe it can help somebody else, man. But the other two things are relationships with family and friends, and as well as creative pursuits. A lot of times life gets in the way, and it's easy to not pick up the phone, or it's easy to just send a text instead of pick up the phone, or it's easy to just like do nothing at all and just kind of let things kind of go by the wayside. They don't call you, you don't reach out to them, da da da. Especially on a living on two different coasts, like 3 hour time difference, it can have an effect. But you know, relationships are precious, man, and we should cherish them. And that's something I want to be more consistent with, reaching out to people and being that person that like establishes and maintains contact with people I care about that I love. Because as I get older and they get older, these times are going to be fewer and farther between. So you gotta really cherish those moments, man. And just with the creative pursuits, when you have to sort of live these two identities, you know, of like day job, night job, side hustle, you know, hobbies, interests, all that kind of stuff, like it can be difficult to like say, oh, okay, I'm gonna come home and I'm gonna draw, or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna like make sure I create X every week or every day or every month or something like that. But I feel like for me and most creators, it's not just about making something. It really has a therapeutic, spiritual aspect to it that, you know, I feel like I really need. And I just want to encourage everybody to write, make a goal, think about, reflect on ways that you can reflect on some of the areas you can improve your consistency. Write it down. Make a goal. Have a schedule, man. Stick to it. Tell somebody so they can help you be accountable. Shit, tell me, man. Reach out to me if you need to. I would love to be your accountability buddy, partner. I think that's it. I kind of covered everything. I'm still learning the flow, how I want to do the podcast, and how, you know, that I'm going to take notes. Am I going to just study my notes and then just try to freestyle? I'm not sure yet. But hey, I feel like this is it for episode 3. Well, no, officially episode 2. Even though it's the third thing I've released, it's the official second episode. That's it, man. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Again, I am your host, God Child, first of his name. This is The Daily Dose. And as always, I say, positivity is a choice. The very first thing we wake up when we do every day is we choose. Are we going to have a positive outlook on life, or are we going to have a negative outlook on life? So choose wisely.